I wonder if we might have again a brother that would read publicly for us, loud, clear voice. And I thought we might begin again today, just recap a few points, starting from verse 13 of chapter 1, and read down through verse 12 of chapter 2. It may be possible that we'll gain a little more than that, but this kind of sets before us an area that we can start to work on. So chapter 1, verse 13 to chapter 2, the end of verse 12.
Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 13. In him you also, after listening to the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view of the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory and of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his strength and of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, among whom we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace ye have been saved, and raised us up and seated us with him in the heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show us the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast, but we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Therefore, remember that formerly you, Gentiles in the flesh, who were called the uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
Good morning. What kind of wimpy good morning that? Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Now we are awake. Are we ready for the wonderful time that we're going to spend together this morning to take in what God had for us? So where are you this morning? Where are you seated? All right. Good. We're not seated here on our chairs at Grove City. We are in the heavenly places. And we are going to be in the very presence of God, the Father. And he is going to take us into his treasures room. There is a treasures room. Yesterday, we opened some of those treasures that God have for you and I. He's taken us and he said, I am your father. I love you so much. I chose you to be my son. I put you in Christ Jesus. I put you in the heavenly places. All of these things are yours. They are yours. I choose you to be holy and blameless. And I am going to form Christ in you. All of these are treasures. All of these are facts. I have nothing to do with it. I didn't go to the Lord, to the Father, and said, would you make me your son? Would you put me in Christ Jesus? Would you put me in the heavenly places? No, I went to him. I said, I want to be saved. He said, not only I'm going to save you. Look, I have wonderful things for you. Knowing these verses will take away any difficulties that you have in your life. You know that you are loved so much. You know that you are rich so much because you have given everything in Christ Jesus. Today, we're going to cover a little bit from the verses that were read. And we're going to go and kind of have some idea. We'll go back and God will show us really, you know, do some identification about us. Who are we and what we were? To just see the depth of our condition. And to know the depth of our condition will make us appreciate the depth of the position that God have put us in. And that's really the Spirit of God. So don't fall asleep on me. I'll call your name. Have your pen, your paper, take your notes. I appreciate yesterday in the devotion group to realize how much you have taken in. It's wonderful. Listen up. Take it in. Don't doze off. Don't worry about the person sitting next to you or in front of you or the back of you or any of that stuff. Be alert. Taking it in. And listen. And listen to what the Lord have to say to us today.